This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, we're going to dive into this game. Commanders against the Bears Sunday afternoon. Who do you like? 800-636-1067. I told you that most of the people on social media are going Commanders. Here are a couple of tweets. JD plays, this is from Gus Call. The whole thing has been gamesmanship by the coach. Skins in a close one, 30-21. Hollywood Hernandez, if Jaden plays, we winning sweat-free.
See, I disagree that it's been gamesmanship because he hasn't practiced Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, but that's clearly part of the gamesmanship, potentially.
I don't think so.
Is that he could be good to go, but they're holding him back.
They're holding him back. He's getting mental rest.
I don't believe they're going to sit a rookie preparing for a huge game.
I tend not to think that
just
either.
Just to throw the Bears off.
Right.
I mean, I don't believe that.
Well, also, there's probably an element of... I mean, obviously he was hurt.
He's not 100%.
Right, so...
It's clear.
Okay. But maybe it's like, okay, we're just going to rest him on the side of caution. But... We're pretty sure. I'm telling you,
resting him because he can't go. They're not.
They're not feeling like you can go,
but we're going to make the Bears think a little bit.
No, they're thinking we could practice you either way, but let's just wait until Friday because you can do mental reps.
I disagree.
By about 12:30.
I believe he's not practicing because he's not ready to go.
12:30 or 1 o'clock today. We're going to know.
He's just feeling it.
We're going to know by 1 o'clock. Whether he practiced.
It's a minor injury, but it's still an injury.
But they may not rule him out.
Yeah, but if he doesn't practice today,
if he doesn't practice today, it's 95% chance he doesn't go.
If he doesn't practice today, he ain't playing.
Most
probably not.
Yeah.
Almost every case of a guy not practicing on Friday, they generally don't play on Sunday.
I mean, practice is still important for every player at every level, at every position.
Okay, but it's not rare when guys don't practice and do play, especially when they're stars.
Quarterbacks? I think that's pretty rare.
800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. I'll put it this way. I have a very slight lean that they win with Mariota. I'll say 24-21 with Mariota. If Jaden plays, I'll go 31-21. Like, I just feel like the offense with the running game, with the offensive line, pass blocking and run blocking, I think they'll put up points with either guys under center. I think they're at least a touchdown better with Jaden Daniels than Marcus Mariota.
I feel like I'm betraying myself on some level because I am scared of this game more than I am because, let's be honest, they're the Bears.
Okay? But you were scared last week against Carolina. Then you
saw the destruction.
If they're real, they stomp them.
Which they did with a backup quarterback.
And they did.
Yeah.
So what I feel like what I should do is just pick them big this week because they answered the bell last week.
Just pick a big no matter what?
They've answered the bell pretty much every time except against the Ravens. And week one where Cliff punted the game. I mean, Cliff literally sacrificed the game just to slow feed Jaden. But it's hard for me to do. Some reason I'm afraid it's going to bite me on the ass mocking Caleb's fingernails and all his choices.
You think it's going to come back to haunt
me? I feel like
you?
That's going to come back to haunt me.
It could.
Because I've been mocking him.
There has been a lot of mockery.
But I'll take, if Jaden's playing, I'll take us in a close one. If Mariota's playing, I'm sorry, I don't have the confidence in him yet.
You got the Bears.
I just find it hard to believe that he's going to play near the same level as he did last week. even though he was thrown in there without a week of reps. This week he's going to get all the reps heading into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he should be prepared, but it's a better opponent. It's a better defense. It's clearly a better secondary than his face.
They have so many weapons. They really do have pretty good weapons over there.
They do.
Yeah.
DJ Moore destroyed. Like, I don't think we've solved the DJ Moore riddle
of course not.
Last year. Who's going to cover him?
Who's going to cover
what about Danistrill, maybe? I don't even know.
What about DeAndre?
Huh?
What about DeAndre Swift?
Yeah, he's a tough cover, too.
And he's good in the running game.
Rome Odunze is a really good rookie who just, you know, he's been...
He's a big guy, though.
He's been hit or miss.
Right? So I could put St. Juste on him. And listen, I'm not saying St. Juste is great, but at least he's got the size to maybe handle him.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know who's going to cover DJ Moore.
I don't think JD's going to play. So I think the Bears is a tough test. Even though they've beaten some bad teams, I like the Bears.
So even though, because I think this has to factor in, even though Jaden gave everybody a thumbs up, even though his mom said he's fine, even though Quinn has looked completely unfazed by this injury. I mean, he doesn't look distressed at all.
Yep.
Even though he basically insinuated in that Monday presser that Jaden's been bugging him already, that he wants to play.
Well, he may not be stressed or distressed at all because he knows that he's banged up and he's probably not going
to
play him.
And he's just trying to show confidence to the rest of the team.
Right.
That's possible.
Well, and he also just has confidence in the system and the guys that are behind him. He's obviously got confidence in Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to show it. I mean, if he thinks Jaden can go and Jaden's healthy, he's going to go. I just don't think he will. I think when you miss Wednesday, Thursday, now today's huge.
Today's everything.
Wednesday, Thursday, that's pretty big.
So I thought Cliff had an interesting anecdote. We always kind of learn details like this, but we talked about it earlier that Mariota didn't have a snap with the first team offense. You know, it's like 68 days. He was only running scout team. But then, you know, they say he would take reps after practice with guys, you know, just being a total pro's pro. And from our perspective, I know our observation was they basically ran the same offense, right? And I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, I think, Cliff said, I get a sheet from each guy before the game of the plays they like. And he says, and they're always a little bit different. So even though, you know, Mariota may not be playing or playing, they have the plan, obviously, in place.
Driscoll doesn't give him a sheet, does he?
I don't know. But Mariota gives him a sheet of the plays he likes and he prefers. And then Cliff tries to, you know, feed the guy the plays he likes. Jaden does the same thing. These are the things I like. These are the things I'm comfortable with. And so Cliff keeps that in mind when he's play calling. So
Good. It
might be the same offense, but each quarterback has different variations off it or what they like to do within it.
Cater to the guy who's under center. That's
right.
Smart, progressive thinking by Cliff.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Who do you like? And is it dependent on who's under center?
Let's go to
For
Mike.
EB, it is, because you have them winning with Jaden but losing with Marcus.
All right, hold on, Mike. Is he on Bluetooth? Is that what it is? Is that a Bluetooth?
I like our callers, but they just tilt me so much.
Because
we tell them to get off speakerphone and Bluetooth.
Yeah,
and
they don't listen.
They don't listen.
They refuse to
listen.
They can't keep it in their pants. Yeah. They just have a problem. They get overzealous.
Right. Valdez, you don't have blood pressure issues, do you?
No, I don't.
See, it's so riled up.
We've told them 1,000 times.
Yes, like that's we've lectured them 1,000 times.
They're just not. They don't listen.
All right, let's go to Brandon in Fredericksburg. Brandon,
hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, I'm a first time caller, but I just wanted to say, I think we should sit Jaden Daniels, let Marcus Mariota get some reps in. I think we have a better coaching staff. You know, control the line of scrimmage, control the time of possession, establish the run game. You know, it's kind of like chess. Leave them long field. I don't think that Caleb Williams is going to be able to do too much against us. Maybe a touchdown or two. But I think if we can control the ball, I think we could win. I don't think it's a need-to-win game. Be nice to win. But I think with our record right now, we could afford to sit Jaden Daniels. We don't want the same thing to happen with RG3. We wasted a lot of draft capital and a lot of time with that, so I think we really need to take care of him.
All right.
Well, there's no...
Thank you, Brandon. Brandon, thank you for the call.
There's
Appreciate
no chance buddy. That if Jaden Daniels is fully healthy that they would say, well, we'll just let him sit a week and throw Mariota out
there. I think it's going to be fairly black
and
white.
That's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess there's two factors. He get cleared by the trainers and everybody. The doctor says there's literally no reason to play him.
Right.
But then the second part has to be your eye test. Can he do everything that he could do, even though the doctor says he can?
I got a question for you. Now, I actually might put this up as a poll of the day because I'm interested.
Go ahead.
What if the doctors told you he was 90%?
90%.
So they don't
good.
Tell you he's 100%.
Well, the thing is,
they
it's hard to be 100%. Like
90%.
Well, what's the 10%? What's lagging? What's hurting?
He still has some pain in the ribs.
Yeah.
But it's very faint.
As I tell my kids, Advil.
Well, that would be, if it's 90%, that means he's going to pull his shirt up, and then they're going to give him a shot to take care of the other 10%, and they're going to wrap it super tight. They're going to say, go on out there and get us to 6-2.
What do you do, Cakes?
90%?
90%.
He's going.
Yeah.
90%. Yeah, I think so, too.
He's going.
The cliche is, if he's everybody's like, if he's 100%, you play
him. Nobody's 100%.
But nobody's talking about, well, what if he's 80?
80, I might pump the brakes. But 90? Like, if I brought a 90 home on a test, I'd be like, 90's good.
I don't think it's going to be
really good.
I don't think it's going to be characterized that way. I think it's going to be characterized as he can either hurt himself more or he can't. Mm-hmm. If they say, yeah, he's fine, he can't hurt himself anymore. You know, he's cleared from that perspective. But then the coach has to see, well, can he actually do everything?
Well, if he goes full today at 11 or 11:15.
Well, if he goes full, it's without question.
He's
but I'm saying even limited, I think he's going to go.
I got to check with my
sources. But how often do guys go miss practice, full practice?
I'm sure
it's usually not the case.
Yeah, they're gonna slowly work him in.
It's usually miss, limited.
I mean, and Rappaport, I'm sure it's happened
before. And Rappaport said that when a quarterback misses Wednesday's practice,
he's done.
They typically do not play on Sunday.
Right.
That's kind
so
of
he's
the
missed Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that to be true.
Yeah, we had Dave Richard on yesterday. He said he's heard people saying he is
don't
not going to play.
If they say don't expect him.
Right. That's the equation. Is that if the quarterback would miss?
For some reason, I'm going against the grain on it. I hear you. I'm going against the grain on it.
All right, let's go back to.
Want to go back to Mike in Smith Mountain?
He called last week.
Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm so sorry, man. My bad.
All right, that's right.
Thank you for giving me another shot, man.
Yeah, sure.
First off, the weather in Smith Mountain Lake is awesome, and
what?
We lost him.
What?
Lost him again.
We're not giving you a third shot.
He was hyping up Smith Mountain Lake.
Well, he's in the middle of nowhere. You know, of course, he's got no signal.
He was getting out of his car. He closed the door. Lost his Bluetooth or whatever he was on. Like he lost
very
his connection.
Good point. You know what? Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
Next right, week.
Let's go.
Mike,
to...
You know what, Mike from Smith Lake, Smith Mountain, whatever it's called.
Blocked.
One week suspension.
Yeah.
You're on probation, sir.
Let's go to James in Woodbridge. Hey, James, you're on with the Junkies. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Junks, man. That was the funniest thing I ever heard, guys. if you guys go back to that hurt versus injured rule when it comes to these players. But I was calling in to say I think this game either way is a loss, Jaden or Mariota. And so from that perspective,
why?
Because I think the league is at that point where they're going to catch up to Kingsbury and the offense. I started to see, you know, you could see last night with Darnold and the Vikings, how the league has started to catch up. I think it's, you know, there's the shock and awe of the Kingsbury offense, but I do think it's a wake-up call this week, and then they get back on track with the Giants next week. I just think that Caleb was built with more weapons than what the Commanders have right now, and that's going to really, because this defense is going to get exposed, and they got money. They need to spend if they want to compete this year. That's my take on it, Junks.
All right,
that's the wrap
you.
Against Cliff Kingsbury. First half of the season, he usually does very well. Second half of the season, he's never been above 500.
A lot of factors
it's
for that.
It's time for him to change that narrative. It's always time to change narratives, EB.
Yeah. I hate narratives.
I mean, is this a trend or do you think it's fluky? Here's Cliff Kingsbury's end of the season. This is as a head coach.
Mm-hmm. Well, one Texas of them was Tech. Kyler was hurt.
Okay, Texas Tech, 2013, lost 5 of 6. 2014, lost 4 of 6. 15, 4 of 6. 16, lost 6 of 8. 17, lost 6 of 8. 18, lost 5 of 5.
None of those
Cardinals.
Matter. Know why? Because he's the OC, not the head coach.
Cardinals.
Doesn't matter.
19, lost 7 of his last 9. 20, lost 5 of his last 7. 21, lost 5 of his last 6.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's a big-time trend.
Well, we did mention that he lost his quarterback in one of those years.
Mm-hmm. That's only one.
So he didn't have Kyler. for basically the second half of the season.
Right.
For one of those years.
I'm going to say weird.
And at Texas Tech, I mean, he's playing. That all comes down to schedule. He's probably playing a lot tougher teams.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's a weird stat.
And what you hope is, if there is some truth to it, that, you know, conferences and the leagues have figured out his offense, is that he now readjusts, and is ready to adjust with the league adjusting.
I mean, okay, whatever.
Maybe it's fluky.
I just need Jaden to play because I'll be honest with you, the game is much more boring without him.
Well, that's another
feel empty. I feel like it'll feel empty.
Empty. Empty. Even like if we win, empty.
If they lose with Mariota, you'll feel gypped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yes.
And you'll feel like, well, what if Jaden had played?
I will apologize if he has two back-to-back great games for doubting.
So if Mariota crushes this weekend, there's a formal apology coming.
I will create one.
Have you formally apologized to Cliff Kingsbury?
No, because I just put him on probation. Nah. I thought it was worthy.
Take him off probation.
I did.
He's been off probation.
Took him off probation, I think, a week four.
Okay,
800-636-1067. It's a football Friday here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.